Thomas Ta is our guest, head of APAC iShares Investment Strategy at BlackRock. So some of the issues, the driving issues in this election, Thomas, have been inflation. We know that. Gas prices. Also abortion and government spending. And maybe we can start with government spending. The federal budget deficit as a percentage of GDP is actually down 10 percentage points. Yet the Republicans are saying that a vote for the Democrats is a massive government spending vote. As Matt Winkler points out in his opinion piece on the Bloomberg Terminal, the deficit is actually down to just 5.4% of GDP from more than 15% under Trump. Are voters buying the Republican line?
Good morning. I mean, that's some pretty heavy stuff very early on today. But, I think, when you look at what's going on with the midterm elections at the moment, it does seem like we will get Republican Senate and House. What that means for the markets at the moment. Generally it tends to impact certain sectors much more, which are healthcare and energy. But I think the interesting at the moment is how little, up until probably today, last night, how little the market has actually been paying attention to the midterms. Because if you recall, 4 years ago, it's all anyone was talking about. But given the inflationary environment and the probabilities of moving into recession, that's kind of what's really been driving the agenda at the moment. And then we have the earnings season, we have what's happening in China. So I think that's taken a little bit more of a back seat. But when you look at what the Fed have been doing, and Biden has obviously run on infrastructure spending in previous campaigns, I think that's kind of the matter at hand at the moment. What will the actual Fed do versus the actual government? Yeah.
Do you think that the Fed and the monetary policy has been complemented by fiscal policy? Because there are contradictions.
They are a little bit, yes. But it seemed to me at the time that, because the Fed were essentially hamstrung, that the fiscal policy would actually pick up. So that's kind of where we've seen these big inflows into infrastructure spending, infrastructure sectors and stocks. And it hasn't just been in the U.S., right? We've seen that in Europe and China as well. But I think, in terms of how that impacts the market, it's still really more about monetary policy versus fiscal.
We've had a big drop in the dollar here over 3 days, 1.8% down on Friday, and then 0.4% the past couple of days. It's pretty significant. What does it mean?
It means that the long positioning in U.S. dollar was very, very consensus. And we've been kind of saying this throughout the year. But, at the moment, in regards to how the market is working, everything starts with the inflation and then predictions for the Fed, and then how that impacts U.S. dollar, and then that really impacts everything else. So, I think it's more just a case of stretch positioning rather than investors changing their mind on a strengthening U.S. dollar.
So, Thomas, looking at what happened today with FTX, did it surprise you?
The answer is I don't really know, because to be completely honest, I don't cover crypto. And one of the reasons for that is that generally our bigger investors are not really that interested in it. What I'm kind of more looking at is whether there's any spillover to the rest of the market. It doesn't seem like it to me. So, I don't think it's really that much of an interest for most of our investors here.
What makes it interesting is that potential spillover that you mentioned, and it's kind of like when you go back to Bear Stearns when it was snapped up for a pittance, really, because basically when people want their money and you don't have it, you're in a very difficult position. But as you say, the market held up pretty well today nonetheless, but does it kind of scream out that more regulation is needed in that sphere?
Again, I don't really know, because I don't cover crypto. Is the honest answer. So in terms of,
surely you would be concerned if the dominoes start to fall, it can have an impact on what you do cover.
Yes, in terms of the spillover, for us, like, most of our investors don't actually hold or look at crypto, so I do think it's more of a sort of a retail impact there in regards to investors trying to get their money out or whatever it is. I don't see that asset class as really large enough to cause, obviously you don't really know, but to cause a spillover into broader equities or fixed income.
Thomas, let's have a look then at what's been going on with the Hong Kong market, because it does seem as though we've got volume surging last week. We've got a southbound on the Connect system, really at the moment, been seeing the inflows into Hong Kong since September. Has the Hong Kong market, which looked like a screaming buy with valuations, turned the corner in your view?
I would say yes, but I also thought that in March. So in terms of valuations, I mean, there is clearly the valuation story there for Hong Kong stocks, for China stocks as well. What I think has been happening over the last couple of weeks, particularly for the offshore China tech stocks, is more of a short covering situation rather than investors going long. I mean, we haven't had any particularly great news over the last couple of weeks, but it just seems like investors want to cover those shorts, particularly going into the end of the year. So the valuation story, yes, I think is definitely relevant, but I don't think this is long-term investors looking to get back into China at this point.
There's two big overhangs for investors here, I would think. One is China reopening at some point, getting past the COVID zero policy. And the other, because Hong Kong is so rate sensitive, some sort of turn in the Fed. Which one happens first, and do we need both?
That is a very good question. I think if you look at the China reopening, that's what foreign investors are focused on. But we also need to remember that, you're looking at the world's most populous country. That is good. That reopening, even when it is announced, is going to take a very long time to implement. Right. So, I think that will cause a short-term rally. But again, I don't think that's really. That's really going to be a case of longer term investors moving back in just because we get an announcement on reopening. I think if you look at offshore China or Hong Kong stocks at the moment, it is more of a rate story, as you mentioned. So with rates coming off a little bit, US dollar coming off a little bit, we're seeing that kind of risk sentiment coming back into the market. And it does seem to me like it is a little bit of a FOMO rally that's happening at the moment, because if you look at positioning throughout the year, it's become more and more defensive. And if you start to see a rally, if you're an investor going into year end, that's not a particularly great thing, right? Because you've already kind of underperformed the market, and now you need to start to chase some of these moves.
Very quickly, in 10 seconds, how much of a recession has been priced in?
I think it's around 75% at the moment.
Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. Thomas Tour, the head of APAC iShares Investment Strategy at BlackRock.